Atlanta may see a first tonight. Thousands of people holding a candlelight vigil for a grocery store. Murder Kroger, as it's known, closes its doors tomorrow after serving Ponce de Leon Avenue for three decades. GPB Stephen Fowler is live at Murder Kroger right now in the shadow of Ponce City Market. Hi, Stephen.
Hey, Ricky.
So let's begin with why many Atlantans call this supermarket Murder Kroger.
Murder Kroger. It's been the subject of articles, songs, and even its own Wikipedia page. You know, Curbed has a pretty definitive list of Krogers around town, but we'll start with this one. In 1991, a woman was shot and killed in the parking lot. The AJC then called it Scary Kroger, but eventually it morphed into Murder instead. In 2002, someone found a dead body in the parking lot. Most recently, a man was shot beside the building in 2015, where he later died. So it's not exactly a death trap to go buy some sugar, but like Atlanta traffic and anything named Peach Street, the name stuck. A few years ago, the Murder Kroger got a makeover, and officials tried to get the name Beltline Kroger to catch on, with little success.
So this nicknaming of Krogers seems unique to Atlanta. Here's just a few samplings of names we have. Disco Kroger, Fiesta Kroger, Kosher Kroger, Hipster Kroger, Stinky Kroger. What is going on here?
So, the first name is the Disco Kroger in Buckhead that was named because of a late-night disco club that happened to be next to where you could get your simple groceries. I shop at the Kosher Kroger in Toco Hills over in the Druid Hills area. It's got a big selection of kosher foods, halal foods, you know, people with different dietary restrictions. My personal favorite is the Stinky Kroger in Roswell. You know, it's right next to a waste treatment plant. Atlantans love their nicknames, but they love their Krogers just as much.
So tell me more about this Facebook event called Candlelit Vigil for Murder Kroger tonight.
So I've seen a few people in the parking lot kind of milling around, waiting. The Kroger staff actually ordered six porta potties in the corner to, you know, for the crowds anticipated. There's over 3,000 people interested on Facebook for an event that a few Georgia State students started as kind of a joke. But they're asking for people to bring in donations to the Atlanta Community Food Bank while they're there as, you know, kind of a nice touch to do something for the community. Even though the cover photo for the event has a silhouette of Harambe the dead gorilla and an Applebee's logo, this event is serious, but not official, not sanctioned by Kroger, you know. They can only just kind of take care of what's going on. You can also get a Murder Kroger shirt on Amazon, I'd like to add.
But there's more than a candlelight vigil for a grocery store made famous by being a crime scene. Is there more to this than sentimentality?
I mean, this is the Murder Kroger, the day before it's closed for good. There's still people coming around. It went from 24 hours to being open until 1 a.m., but the shelves are empty. People shop here, people care, and the lack of it will be missed. It's interesting. I'm sitting here next to Ponce City Market, next to the Beltline, next to all these places filled with cars and people and everything like that. This Kroger represents a vestigial structure of a different Atlanta than what's being marketed and seen today. Shaquille O'Neal bought the Krispy Kreme down the street, the Kodak building across the street's converted into a wellness center, and the Masquerade right behind us is being torn into a multi-million mixed-use thing. The face of this side of town is definitely changing.
GPB's Stephen Fowler live at Murder Kroger on Ponce de Leon Avenue. Thanks to Stephen.